Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack met last week with some members of the Beef Checkoff Enhancement Working Group and told them he's planning on implementing a new checkoff program for the industry, according to National Cattlemen's Beef Association CEO Forrest Roberts.
From his perspective, he felt that the working group had not yet delivered a solution, and therefore, because of the differences that might be there within some of the members of the working group, he was going to move forward with some ideas for how to bring more resources into the beef industry through the creation of a new, separate, and supplemental beef checkoff program that would come to fruition through a new beef order here over the course of the next year and would be implemented somewhere in the time period of January of 2016. This would be a new beef order, a new beef checkoff program that would come under the 1996 Generic Commodity Promotion Act, which is a very different act from what the current beef checkoff program is, which, as you all know, is under its own entity or statute that is known as the 1985 Beef Promotion Act.
NCBA President Bob McCann of Texas says they're taking the position that their membership is opposed to the secretary's idea.
Our members are not supportive of any enhancement to the checkoff program that is based on the 96-type generic act. We feel like the structure of the 1985 act that has worked so well for us for so many years is far superior. You know, it's much more efficient. It's been highly successful. It is has got a tremendous approval rating. Has been a very grassroots, producer-based program. Grassroots involvement, producer involvement, and is well liked by the producers. So we're getting all the signals we need to really go forward with a program that is going to be more likened to the 85 Act and far superior to what the idea that the secretary has floated out towards us.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.